This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we're spending some time looking at the issue of affordable housing through the story of one place where housing is exactly the opposite. That's Marin County, just north of San Francisco, where Marin resident George Lucas, yep, that one, says he'll use $100 million of his own dollars to build a couple hundred low-income apartments on a piece of land he owns called Grady Ranch. His spokesperson said that Lucas wants to do something nice for seniors and workers of Marin. Yesterday, we heard from folks who say this kind of project is exactly what Marin needs. But not everyone has embraced the idea. It's got all the ingredients for one of those classic not-in-my-backyard stories, right? Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk has more.
As soon as word spread that I was doing a story about Grady Ranch, before I'd even finished calling people to set up my first interviews, people started calling me.
Hi, Chrissy. I understand that you may be up here in our area working on a story or so about Grady Ranch. I would like to offer myself as one that can provide input.
One woman tracked me down because she'd heard that I was going to interview someone she didn't see eye to eye with.
And I went, oh my God, I can't let that go uncountered.
And once I actually flew up to Marin and started doing the interviews.
Do you mind if I...
What is that? Sometimes the people I was recording wanted to record me, too.
This is a recorder.
Oh, you're recording. Let's just say this issue is fraught. Here are the basic details of the plan that's driving all the fraughtness. George Lucas wants to build 224 units of housing on a big old dairy ranch he bought years ago. Some of the housing will be for low-income seniors. Some will be so-called workforce housing, aimed at people whose households make between about $65,000 and $100,000 a year. I know those might sound like solid wages in most parts of the country, but in Marin's crazy expensive housing market, they can still leave you floundering.
My name is Maria Rodriguez. I work for the County of Marin in the Aging and Adult Services Department.
I visited Rodriguez at the small apartment she lives in a crowded industrial part of Marin County. She says even this place is a struggle to afford.
There's a lot of apartment buildings, sometimes two or three families to a unit. The rest is usually auto repair shops.
The day the details of George Lucas's affordable housing plan came out, the developer he's working with got dozens of calls from people, including Rodriguez, asking to be put on the waiting list for the housing once it was built.
I read it in the paper and I said, wow. And I did get a hold of them. They took my name and number and said, we'll send you an update. It's wonderful. I think that's a great thing for Lucas to have taken on.
Meanwhile, in other parts of Marin, people were reacting to the news of George Lucas's plan very differently.
Made my heart sink and my stomach feel bad.
This is Maggie McCann, who lives a couple miles from the proposed project in a quiet, well-manicured subdivision. McCann is president of the Lucas Valley Homeowners Association. Lucas Valley, by the way, got its name way before George Lucas had anything to do with it. McCann invited me to her home to hear some of her neighborhood's concerns over the housing proposal.
Maggie, thank you.
I was expecting one or two people to be there.
Hello. Wow, you've got quite a group of people.
Chrissy, I'm Bruce Carmadale.
Instead, I found a room full of homeowners seated around a coffee table with stacks of reports and maps
nice
of the
to meet
area.
You. Hi.
I'm Tom.
I'm Joy.
And Liz.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, well, I think it's a nice house.
I know you were getting such a big crowd.
Yes. McCann and her neighbors first wanted to make one thing very clear.
No, we are not against affordable housing. We just want to see it done in a sensible, responsible, good way.
For example, how many more kids will it bring to their schools? What kind of impact on fire and police and other community services could the new housing have? For McCann's neighbor, Liz Dale, it's all about the details.
It may have traffic. It might look ugly. Stand out as a sore thumb, so to speak.
Dale and some others took me out to the property where the housing is being proposed.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. I used to ride my horse on this ranch when I was growing up, and it had cows on.
All you see is birds and trees and hills.
Tom Taylor, another neighbor, pulled out site plans for the project that he downloaded off the county website. In the drawings, some of the buildings are shown to go up to four stories high, six if you count the underground garages. The developer has said they'll be hidden from the road, but Taylor pointed to the ridgetop behind the site.
There's trails back there that most of the people in this valley really cherish. I don't want to see a high rise if I'm hiking up back in those trails.
Before I left this group of homeowners, they had one more thing they wanted to say. Bruce Carmondale spoke up for the group.
And the last thing, and yes, this might sound really aggressive, is that, you know, there's a relationship. I mean, you guys are produced by USC.
By you guys, he meant this radio show, Marketplace. What concerned Carmondale was that George Lucas, the one who's funding this housing project, has donated a lot of money to USC. It's his alma mater.
So if it is truly a USC property that produces this, and he's a big donor, I would hope that that's disclosed.
Yeah, no, USC.
So for the record, Marketplace was produced by USC until about 15 years ago. They retained a production credit as part of the sale to our current parent company, APM. Marketplace has no editorial or financial relationship with USC. But the fact that Carmondale and his neighbors took the time to scrutinize all this is just one more example of how intense things have gotten over George Lucas's affordable housing plan around here. And this intensity has a backstory. 3 years ago, when George Lucas first announced his plan to build low-income housing on Grady Ranch, the news came in the middle of a larger discussion going on in Marin about whether there was enough affordable housing in the county at all, and how much more should be built.
I also have a number of handouts in the back, and I brought at least 100.
This is tape from a community meeting that happened around that time. A bunch of the proposed sites for potentially building more affordable housing were in Lucas Valley, and some residents there felt they were getting more than their fair share of it compared to other wealthier parts of the county. Protest signs started popping up around the neighborhood. Committees were formed. Eventually, the local county supervisor set up this meeting as a sort of town hall.
There are some ground rules for tonight. Show respect to all who participate. No shouting or booing.
Those ground rules did not last long.
For those that please do not interrupt.
A few people expressed support for building more affordable housing.
I've seen plans over the years of very beautiful, environmentally friendly developments, and I think we could possibly have some terrific new neighbors, including my kids, who might be able to afford to live here as young adults.
But the most vocal people were not on board with the affordable housing proposals.
Basically, it looks like you volunteered
us
for the ghetto, basically.
Another woman pointed at her son sitting in the audience.
That's my kid. If you can't afford to live there in the future, tough luck.
Since that meeting, folks in favor of bringing more affordable housing to Lucas Valley and the rest of Marin have gotten more vocal themselves. Bruce Anderson raised his children and now his grandchildren in the neighborhood. He says he'd like to see more economic diversity here, that the quality of life that drew him to this area shouldn't just be available to high-income families.
It can be shared with another 200-300 people in our 5,000-person valley here. We have one of the best school systems here in Marin. They're doing a tremendous job for my grandson. I would like that to be available to many more people.
But while some welcome construction of more affordable housing in the area, there are still lots of residents who share underlying doubts that it will ruin the low-density suburban feel of the place, that because some of the housing will be exempt from property taxes, it'll put too much strain on local infrastructure. And then there's this deeper question that comes up. Does every place need to be affordable for everyone?
You know, some areas are going to be more expensive than others.
Justin Kai is a stay-at-home dad and sometimes real estate agent. He lives with his wife and infant son in a subdivision in Lucas Valley. His family moved to Marin 4 years ago, and it was a financial stretch for them, he says. But they wanted the big backyard, the access to good quality schools. He says he knows that many people can't afford to be in a place like this. And while he says he doesn't want to sound selfish,
I made great sacrifices to be here. I think it's selfish to expect that someone else should be able to acquire what we take part of for little or next to nothing.
Public hearings on the Grady Ranch development are expected to begin sometime next year. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.